About a week into the Rangers' mission, the weather finally broke, and Marvin Akituk decided it was time to shoot Russians. He and Sergeant Dean Lushman, a former Canadian infantryman who had become an instructor with the Ranger program, hauled out a sheaf of brownish paper targets and stapled them to sticks and planted half a dozen in the snow outside our camp. Each bore the printed image of a charging soldier, his mouth open in a yell, his rifle mounted with a bayonet. Lushman called them his commie squad. The targets had been developed for NATO forces during the Cold War. Standing shoulder to shoulder at the foot of a small hill, they were the tallest objects around for miles. So obvious against the snow, it didn't seem possible to miss. Akituk drew a line in the snow 100 yards away and arranged his troops along it. He gave each a handful of bullets, and the Rangers knelt on sealskins or parkas and began firing their clumsy antique rifles. Akituk said age was their only advantage. The old rifles had so few moving parts that they usually didn't freeze.